Glory to God forever. Glory to King Jesus. Jesus, we welcome you into this simple message. I pray and believe that you reveal yourself to that person listening. I pray you surround them with your presence. Fill them with your presence, with your glory, as only you can. Not as a human, no human, not from a human, from you. From you directly. Amen. We thank you that you're always with us. We thank you for all you've done for us, for your loving kindness and mercy. In the midst of hard times, in the midst of the storms that we face, we thank you for all that you do, for all that you are. Touch that person where they need it. If they have a need, Lord, meet it. I believe with them that you'll meet their need, those deep needs that only you can meet. And in this simple message, just reveal to us what you want. How to enter the kingdom of God. A simple short series. Quick review. When we're born again, we can see the kingdom of God. When we are born of the Spirit, we can enter the kingdom of God. So we're on our way towards it. And let's always remember, this whole process, if we want to sum it up, it's about us becoming less and less and dying. And then we can connect with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. And then as this happens, it's this glorious process and journey that, again, is so simple. Just today, it's simple, our walk with Him, to receive everything He wants for us and wants to give us and teach us and all that. We don't have to worry about a thing in our relationship with Him. The kingdom is God Himself, His presence, His glory, His majesty, which is the purpose of our existence. It's why we're here. And I want to address some questions people may be wondering to themselves, asking, well, then what are we to do? If it's so easy and simple, and He's everywhere, and it's we have the victory, it's why we're here, you know, then what are we then to do in terms of entering the kingdom, entering that place? It's a place. We have to get there. We have to find Him and enter into that intimacy with Him, fellowship with Him. Not have to, we get to. What a glorious privilege. And we begin to see, when we realize how great He is, His glory, His majesty, His all-consuming nature, and all the wonderful things, His mercy, His graciousness, His patience and long-suffering, His giving nature. That, like graciousness, it's giving. For God so loved the world that He gave. Always giving. His goodness, abounding in goodness. His truth, abounding in truth. It goes on and on. When we realize all of that, it becomes so simple. Because we are canceled. We die. What a glorious death. Die is not a word that we like. But in the kingdom of God, in with Jesus Christ, all things have become positive. Death, spiritually, is fantastic. And death on the earth, if we have Him, is fantastic because we go on to glory, to heaven. Amazing. All those trials that we've had in the past and the hard times and the struggles that we've all had and the pain, we can now look back and say, all this is part of my testimony, and I found Jesus Christ, and I'm going to continue on with Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. And we, all of this, it becomes easy. It all makes sense because we see how great He is, how glorious, and this relationship, we don't even have to try. Amen. We've tried everything on our own and it's failed. And we can start over new every hour, every day. His mercies are new every morning. We fall down, but He's always there. Glory to God. And all of that, again, we're growing. We're learning. Jesus said, learn from me. He's the great teacher. He's the the good shepherd. We're the sheep that simply follow Him. Amen. In that one simple walk with Him that's so glorious, so wonderful. And now we look ahead to every day like, wow, what an opportunity. What a glorious privilege. The greatest privilege a human being can ever have. To seek Him and to know Him, to have that personal relationship with Him. Just today. And if we don't do it, well, we miss out, but He forgives us and is merciful. He knows when we have things we have to do. He knows that we're made of dust. He knows that there's no one righteous, there's none who do good. There's no one righteous. We all together have gone astray. And He's always merciful. But when we come to Him, when we renew and we say, Lord, just help me. I'm available. I'm yours. I want to walk with you and do what you tell me to do. He's called every one of His followers into a ministry. A Holy Spirit ministry, not just us going out on our own and doing something which it may seem good and it satisfies our old nature, but a Holy Spirit ministry, He's got that for everyone. And when we start doing that, we begin to see it's from glory to glory. He says, if anyone serves me, Jesus said, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And it's fun. It's incredible. It's supernatural. It's exciting. Now, all those hard times and the people who hurt us, we can forgive them because we've got the power of the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus Christ's love has been shed abroad in our heart. I know it's hard. It's hard for all of us. But in Jesus, we have the victory. And again, I want to continue to focus on practical things. How do we enter? How do we do it? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we do it. He's Jesus. And it's that private, personal relationship with Him that we have all the time. When we have that, we have everything. We have Him all the time. We don't have to go anywhere, do anything. We don't have to have a Bible. We have that all the time. Amen. Number two, we have to seek Him with our whole heart. It's It's not a partial thing. And really, it's whatever we give Him, He gives us, which is just an amazing truth. And even related to that, what we say is what we get, essentially. Jesus, the Bible says, Numbers 14:28, "As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you." Jesus talked about our words. He said, "If you shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say." So that within, so that, you know, so this general truth, remember, all truth with Jesus and with God Almighty, the Father God, and with Jesus is parallel. So I'm kind of thinking this through, but what we give Him of ourselves is what He gives us of Himself. You know, if we give 20% of ourselves to Him, He gives 20% of Himself to us. And I say this with reverence, because with reverence and with honor of Him, of how great He is. You know, if somebody just barely receives Jesus Christ, but they're sincere, and they give just 1% of themselves, well, they get into the kingdom. They're in. Essentially, you know, it's incorrect to say that He gives 1% of Himself to them, but that's kind of the principle I'm doing here. You know, if we give part of ourselves, He gives part of Himself. If we give all of ourselves, He gives all of Himself. Amen. Simple. The mystery is that He made us in His image, and we're His highest creation, and that's why these truths are available to us. That's why He sent Jesus to die for us. Greater love has no man than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. This is beyond human comprehension, and so that's why we need to get into the realm of the Spirit. Amen. Then we can receive. Then we can go all day seeking the Lord in this glorious, most holy faith. And it gets better and better and better every hour, every day. Amen. Amen. If we're not in that, we're missing out. Like I said, we can choose not to seek Him, and we can go, we're just saved, and we're in the first phase, and that's all we get, and it's still the greatest thing that we've ever gotten. Let's go get as much as we can handle, as much as we have the capacity for. Let's do that. Amen. So those are some principles. Remember the previous message, a quick review. Repentance, humility, faithfulness, and passing those tests that He, and how do we respond when He does certain things, when He touches us with His presence? How do we respond? When we face something bad happens to us. This is a different subject, but related. Something bad happens to us. Well, that's not necessarily God doing that, or the devil. It's, you know, the world sometimes, or sin, or whatever. How do we respond? He's watching that. He's seeing how we... And you know, in these books about heaven and the people who have been to heaven, angels keep records of all these things that we do and how we are growing spiritually and our spiritual growth, which, remember, spiritual growth is really more about us dying. You know, we've always thought, well, I'm going to learn the Bible. I'm going to go do ministry, and maybe that'll get me treasures in heaven. Now, some of that, if God leads us to do something, yes, we should do it. But this whole, again, back to, this is the final takeaway. If someone says, well, how do we do this? You can sum up much of the New Testament. Really, one of the main themes is that we are to die. Put off our old nature. That's spiritual growth. When we realize how we are nothing without Him. We are nothing We're dead and we can do nothing without Jesus Christ. And so how we accomplish it, though, is through the Holy Spirit in that relationship, and He's Jesus. Amen. Amen. But the final takeaway, back to what I was saying, we start seeing how great He is. On the glorious splendor of His majesty, and on Your wondrous works will we meditate. And He overtakes us. Amen. That's where, that's the kingdom. That's where we can get. Thank you.